I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we've called a diverse group of doctors to respond to the Obama administration's initiative to cure the healthcare system. But first, in our weekly international briefing, we're going to focus on Iran, where hundreds of thousands have taken to the streets for a fourth day to protest the reported outcome of the presidential election. Ruling party officials say incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad won a landslide victory over challenger Mir Hussein Mousavi and two others. Despite efforts by authorities to stifle reporting on the protests, we have been able to hear a variety of perspectives. But there are a number of voices from whom we have not heard a great deal. The voices of religious minorities in Iran and those of young people who support Ahmadinejad. So first we called Sitare Siddiqui, whom we found on Facebook and noticed for her strongly worded posts criticizing the protests and supporting the current president. She's an English teacher in the city of Esfahan, and she's 24 years old. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
We see that there have been many demonstrations in Tehran, in the capital. What about in your area? What's it like there?
Well, there have been some protests and riots, but the number of riots, I should say, is much less than what you see in Tehran.
What is your understanding of why these protests are going on? What do you make of it?
Well, I think the media and people generally just hear what people in big cities, like in the capital city or big cities here, but in Isfahan, in Mashhad, in lots of other cities, we had lots of supporters for President Ahmadinejad.
So you don't believe the reports that the election was stolen? You don't believe that?
No, not at all.
Can you tell me why you support the president? And I'm particularly curious because it's been reported that a lot of the support for the opposition has come from young people like yourself. So if you wouldn't mind telling me, what is it? Why do you support President Ahmadinejad?
Well, the main reason I support him is that he's been more truthful than any other previous president. And I've seen he's trying to make a balance between the income of different people, different types of people from different walks of life. Because, well, there have been people who had a hard time to make a living, but he tried to help them. And these people have been usually neglected by the previous governments. There are also lots of other reasons, like his foreign policy. Which
I was going to ask you about that. You support the way he represents Iran abroad? And
I do. Mm-hmm. But because what I understand is that people abroad are usually encountered with so much false media outlets. But that Mr. Ahmadinejad stands for our rights is something I really love that, because he doesn't mind what the West or the East think about us. He thinks what the people in Iran want. And this is really good because we stand strong against the sanctions and things like that. And we get our rights like the nuclear energy or things like that.
You support his quest to create a nuclear weapon for Iran. You believe that's the right thing to do?
Nuclear energy, not nuclear weapons. We develop nuclear energy for peaceful programs, and that's not nuclear weapons.
In the U.S. and in Europe, many have criticized some of his statements about the Holocaust and about Israel. Do you have an opinion about those things?
Well, about Israel, I also myself believe that's not a valid state because it's been established by the British government first. So we love the Jewish people. We have lots of Jewish friends here, and we respect them, but not the government.
Can I ask, how do you think among your peers, young people like yourself, do you think your views, President Ahmadinejad's views, are widespread or not?
At least in my university, yes. There were many who supported him also, but were people who were against his policies. But yeah, I had lots and lots of friends who supported him so strongly.
And you've said a number of times that you feel he is misunderstood. So are there particular things that you think we don't understand about Iran or about President Ahmadinejad?
I think one of the biggest things is that they try to show him as a dictator while he's been chosen by most of the people who voted in Iran. This is one thing that they relate some stuff that he didn't do to him to just show him as a dictator while he is not a dictator. And I wish people would just ponder over his policies that we really, really do not want to have nuclear weapons. What we are after is nuclear energy. This is something I wish people would understand.
What do you think is going to happen next? What I know I'm asking you to speculate.
Well, as I've seen, many, many people, even those people who voted for Mr. Mousavi, are against these riots and this unrest in Iran. So I believe that the national media are doing a good job. Also, the leader is doing a good job to invite the people to calm down and accept the results. Or they are also helping to make the people sure that the election was held fairly or not. So I think it's going to be okay soon.
How do you feel about how things are going generally in Iran right now?
I think we are improving much more than before, maybe. In technology and science, in exporting things and stuff like that, we've been more successful than ever. And I think we're stepping forward to more development. And generally, I'm very optimistic about the future of my country.
Sitare Sadiqi is a young English teacher in the Iranian city of Isfahan, that's south of Tehran. She was kind enough to join us by phone there. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
It's my pleasure.